When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1106, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, when I'm not doing this podcast, I'm actually full-time faculty within the California State University system. I've been featured in over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on basically all the stuff I talk about on this show. I presented my research at national conferences, and I've published manuscripts in peer-reviewed journals. My doctorate degree is in public health, where my emphases were chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have a master of public health degree, where my emphasis was health promotion and education. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. All right, enough about me. Let's get right to today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came to me via email. Amanda writes, "Hello, I have a question about plant proteins. I understand that many vegetables, fruits, nuts, etc., do not have complete proteins, and therefore need to be combined to make a complete protein. My question is on the combining. How do you know how much of each protein to take? Like, does 1 gram of protein X equate to 1 gram of protein Y to make the complete X plus Y protein? And how long do you have to make that complete protein? If I eat protein 1 in the morning and eat protein 2 at dinner, will they still combine to make that complete protein? I hope this makes sense, and thank you for your time." Thank you so much for your question, Amanda. Your question makes perfect sense. It sounds like you're wondering about whether the quality of plant-based proteins affects your overall protein status and whether the timing of when we consume these proteins matter. Now, plant-based proteins are known for being of poorer quality than animal-based proteins. This is something that you'll hear fitness enthusiasts talk about all the time. And this is true to a certain extent. I'll explain. As you mentioned, Amanda, plant-based proteins are not what we would consider complete proteins. This means they are missing some essential amino acids. Okay, bear with me here. Imagine you're putting together a puzzle, one of those large 1,000-piece tabletop puzzles with a picture of a beautiful, lush landscape in the foreground and a gray medieval castle in the background. You're getting close to finishing this masterpiece, and that dreaded moment comes around where a third of the puzzle isn't finished, and you realize you only have 10 puzzle pieces left sitting in the box. Uh-oh. Well, imagine all those puzzle pieces, the ones that are connected and the ones remaining in the box, are amino acids. So all the puzzle pieces are amino acids. And the finished puzzle, let's say, is your biceps muscles. The body won't be able to complete that beautiful puzzle or maintain or repair your biceps unless we find more of those missing pieces. Or put another way, until we find those missing amino acids. Plant-based proteins are like this giant tabletop puzzle with missing pieces. So Let's move away from this analogy and use a reality-based example. Eating a slice of bread, or a bowl of rice alone, for example, will not give you all the amino acids your body needs to build and maintain muscle. They are missing some of these amino acids. They are missing some pieces of the muscle puzzle. Hey, I like that. That's kind of clever. Muscle puzzle. Now, while this sounds like terrible news, it actually isn't a dire situation. I will repeat something that was published in a medical journal that sums up why plant-based proteins aren't a problem. Quote, "There is no need to consciously combine different plant proteins at each meal as long as a variety of foods are eaten from day to day, because the human body maintains a pool of amino acids, which can be used to complement dietary protein." End quote. All right, so it turns out that as long as we consume a diet that includes different sources of plant-based proteins, the body will figure out how to combine them and use them to support the health and growth of, let's say, your biceps. You may have heard someone blurt out, "If you're going to eat rice, you better be sure you're eating beans along with it, otherwise you're not going to get enough protein." Well, tell them to mind their own business, because that's incorrect. Going back to my puzzle analogy, remember I said each puzzle piece is like an amino acid? And remember, they come together to form that beautiful landscape? Well, the body knows how to put together amino acids, just like you figured out how to put together a puzzle. If there are enough pieces in the box, your body will finish the puzzle on its own. And as long as you're eating a variety of plant-based foods, whether that's at the same meal or not, you will have plenty of puzzle pieces, and that's all that matters. I will also repeat something here that I mentioned many times on this show before. The real key when you're thinking about muscle and muscle growth is to create the demand for muscle growth. If you want healthy muscles, you have to work them. You have to tell the body to send those amino acids to the muscle instead of, let's say, to the kidney for excretion or to storage as body fat. The way to do this is to make the muscles crave those amino acids so they get first dibs anytime you eat protein, plant-based or not. Now, Amanda, I haven't forgotten that you were also wondering whether you need to eat more total protein to make up for the fact that plant-based proteins don't contain all the necessary amino acids. And on top of that, plant-based proteins aren't as easily digested and absorbed. This is because plants have a natural barrier around them. They're coated in fibrous material, which prevents the body from being able to access their amino acids. By the way, it's the same fibrous material that provides us with dietary fiber, the very same dietary fiber that keeps the gut microbiome healthy. Now, a joint task force between the World Health Organization and the Food and Agriculture Organization suggested that vegans specifically may need to increase their daily protein intake. Again, this is to make up for the fact that plant-based proteins aren't as easily absorbed by the body. So vegans specifically may need more protein each day. But for vegetarians, most studies have found that there's no need to increase daily protein intakes above what's recommended for those that eat animal products. And again, the timing of when you eat protein Y versus protein X and combining doesn't really matter. As long as you're getting enough protein each day, the body will figure out what to do with it. Oh, and in case you're wondering, which plant-based protein is most easily absorbed by the body? Processed soy, like tofu, ranks highest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you so much again for the question, Amanda. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. You can now email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice on the show, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record your question straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. In the meantime, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you in advance for sending in your questions. I hope you have a wonderful holiday weekend if you're here in the U.S., but I'll still see you over this holiday weekend because I'll be back for the Saturday and Sunday show where your optimal life awaits.